Speedonomics isn't working. Vast majority of Americans say economy is bad and getting worse. By John Carney on September 4, 2023. A supermajority of voters have negative views of the U.S. economy and disapprove of President Biden's handling of the issue, according to a Wall Street Journal poll that the paper describes as a stark warning to the 80-year-old incumbent ahead of the 2024 contest. 63% of American registered voters say the economy's strength is not so good or poor. Just 32% say the economy is good and only 5% say the economy is excellent. President Biden has been attempting to win over Americans to a more favorable view of his performance on the economy, claiming that positive developments are the result of what he calls Bidenomics. There has been some improvement in the public's view of the economy this year. In December, 67% had negative views of the economy, and in October this was as high as 72%. A year ago, the public's view of the economy was close to what it is now. When asked how the economy has fared over the past 2 years, 58% say the economy has gotten worse. Just 28% say the economy has gotten better. 12% say the economy is about the same as it was 2 years ago. Although the rate of inflation has declined this year, Americans are unhappy with rising prices. 74% say inflation has moved in the wrong direction, with just 20% saying it has moved in the right direction. 54% say their personal financial situation has moved in the wrong direction over the past year. 38% say their situation has moved in the right direction. 53% say the availability of products and goods has moved in the wrong direction. 59% say they disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, basically unchanged since the Wall Street Journal polled the question in March and April. 48% say they strongly disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. 60% say they disapprove of Biden's handling of inflation and rising costs, including a majority, 51%, who say they strongly disapprove. Although Biden claims his programs are growing the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, most Americans do not agree. 58% say they disapprove of Biden's handling of the issue of growing the middle class, including 47% who wrongly disapprove. Just 36% say they approve of Biden's handling of the issue. Biden is also underwater on the issue of Social Security and Medicare. 47% say they disapprove of his handling of these entitlement programs, versus 39% who say they approve. On the issue of China, 55% disapprove and just 36% approve. There are some economic issues where the public's rating is less negative. On the issue of creating jobs, the public is evenly split. 47% say they approve of Biden on jobs and 47% say they disapprove. On improving infrastructure, 47% disapprove and 45% approve. On bringing manufacturing jobs back to America, 47% disapprove and 42% approve. 45% say the job market has moved in the right direction over the past year, with 44% saying it has moved in the wrong direction. The unemployment rate in August moved up to 3.8% from 3.5%, largely reflecting an increase in the number of people who are looking for work. 48% say the stock market has moved in the wrong direction and 27% say it has moved in the right direction. The housing market elicits an overwhelmingly negative response. 86% say the cost of housing has moved in the wrong direction, versus just 8% who say it has moved in the right direction. The economy is weighing heavily on the minds of many Americans. 38% of Americans say the economy is the most important issue in the 2024 presidential election, up from 35% in April. Another 10% said inflation is the most important issue, up from 7% in April. After the economy, the top issue is immigration, at 23%. No other issue scores in the double digits. These negative views of the economy are likely weighing down Biden's overall popularity. Just 39% say they have a favorable view of Biden, versus 58% who say they have an unfavorable view. 49% say they have a very unfavorable view. Republicans can only so much comfort from Biden's unpopularity. The poll shows that Donald Trump is not any more popular than Biden. 39% say they approve of Trump and 58% say they disapprove. 52% say they have a very unfavorable view of Trump. In terms of next year's presidential election, Biden is tied with Trump in the poll. 40% said that if the election were held today, they would vote for Trump. 39% say they would vote for Biden. 17% say they are undecided. When asked who they would vote for if the Democrat nominee were Biden and the Republican nominee were Trump, 46% say Biden and 46% say Trump.